Okay, so today we're going to finish Siman Tzadi Tes, and it's super exciting because even though there aren't a lot of halachos here, but it's really a super fascinating sugya. The alumnus is very interesting, so I know we're going a little bit slowly, but I thought it was really kedai to focus on these last few lines of the Siman because it's very rich in terms of lumdus, and also there are some important practical nafkaminas. So the Rama here, in the end of, in the Tzadi Tes Vav, introduces us to Isur Shenis Batel Kagon Shahi Shishim Kenegdo Vinitosif Bo Achakach Min HaIsur HaRishon Choser v'neyar v'nesar, lo shna min b'mino, lo shna min b'she'ino mino, lo shna yavish, lo shna alav. In all these cases, we say choser v'neyar. So this is a fascinating din. You have something that you would have expected is not here anymore. It's bato, and yet it comes back. And this topic of Chozer V'Neyar is a tremendous topic. If you look, there is a whole section on it in the Encyclopedia Talmudic. It's many pages. It's a vast sugya with many hashlachos, including specifically when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to a Chozer V'Neyar. And this topic of Chozer V'Neyar is going to bring out several of the key nekudos that we've already discussed as we've begun to learn together Yoredeya. So the source of this din appears in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph tells you initially we have the statement of Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hama'ara Yayin Nesach Michavis Labor Afilu Kolo Yekulo Rishon Rishon Batel. That's Rav Dimi in the name of Yochanan. And then if you go down to the bottom of the Amud, we have a modification of it. Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef on Rav Yochanan Hama'ar Yayin Nesach Mitzirtzur Katan Lebor Afilu Kol Yom Kulo Rishon Rishon Batal. When do you say Rishon Rishon Batal? Only when it's a Tzirtzur Katan, when it's a small jug. That's when you say Rishon Rishon Batal. And then we had Ravin. What's that? Meaning?
The Chorat, you have a smaller area.
I
mean, we're saying in that case there's still
shishim negative
responding.
I thought you're pouring from
a tzir katan. You're pouring from a tzir katan, from a small jug, into a big vat.
Well, as far as because smaller ones.
So the smaller one, you're only getting drips and drabs. Although here, if you look, there's an incredibly long Ramban. The Ramban here in Avodah Zarah has a discussion of Machlokas Ramban and the Ravid in the case of Nifsak HaKiluach or not. The concept of Nitzok, the fact that there is a stream, whether that constitutes Chibur, or it's not a function of Nitzok Chibur, that's discussed in the Ramban. But then there's a further Shita here, where the Gemara says, Ki asa ravin om Rabbi Yochanan, yai nesach shenafal labar v'nafal sham kiton shal mayim, roen esaheter ki ilo eno v'hashar mayim, rabin olav, so this is what we saw, min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino. So this opinion clearly doesn't assume kama kama batel, because you need the mayim to knock it out. Why didn't you just say kama kama batel? So Rashi here, and Dibur Maskel, Rashi and Dibur Maskel, where is it? Rowan, es haheter kilo eino, v'lo amrinan harines ar kol hayayin, Variba hayayin alamayim, do havicham ruba, elabeisra shenafal grade the misharinan. Viika maya ruba, alma polig ravin ad rabi ami, vashmina demaya hu demavatal chamra, aval chamra lo mavatal chamra. You can pour in wine all day long and it won't help you because you're going to say it's chos of an air, you're not going to say kama kama batal. Tosis makes the same point in Dibra Maschil Rowan, Ravin Asla Flugiad Rav Dibi. So according to this, we have a machlokas between the first shita and the last shita. And Tosa says, and Rashi says, we paskin like the first shita. However, if you look in the Ramban, he quotes...
Have the last case.
The last case is where you have wine, and then there's more wine that falls in, and then there's water that falls in. So we say, Salek Esmino, the Yayin, and the water will be Mavatol, the problematic wine. Exactly.
This is an Rabbi Yehuda.
This isn't the Stam of the Gemara. This is the Stam of the Gemara.
Because then Mino is better than any Mino in our...
The reason why here it's no good is because Yayin Ezer is B'mashu.
Right.
And it's B'mino, when it's B'mino.
Right, and so you need any Mino, then you need Shishim, but you can need Shishim of any Mino, or whatever the Shir
is. Whatever the Shir is for Yayin Ezer, 1 to 6, or whatever. Okay, so the Ramban here quotes the Rabbi that says, no, that when it's Nimuach, where it says it's specifically min b'she'en omino, then we do paskin kama kama batal. And it's interesting, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholas Asuras, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Chav Ches, he paskins the middle shita, that if you have a tzir tzur katan, you do say kama kama batal. This is in Macholas Asuros, Tez Zayin Chav Ches.
Where is that Ramban?
The Ramban is right there in Avodah Zarah. It's about four columns long. It's a tremendously long Ramban. The Rambam says, Yain Shin is Nasach L'Avodah Zarah, if it's Hurak Amos or Altipa Shal Yain, Avalim Ira Yain Nesach Mitziltzul Katan, L'Toch Habor Shal Yain, Afil Ira Kulayom Kulo, Rishon Rishon Batel. And the Ravid there says, we don't paskin like that. But so we do have the opinion, at least in the Min B'Shein Umino case, of the Ramban in the name of the Ravid, and the Rambam Shita, at least when it comes to Yai Nesach. I think the Rambam also mentions it in Hilchos Trumos, who says that we paskin kama kama batal in the case of the Tzir Tzir Katan. Tosus and Shabbos HaMachayim Beis is consistent with his Shita, where he says you don't say kama kama batal.
Shabbos where?
In Shabbos, Samach Hey Amid Beis Dira Maskel Shema. Why? What's the reason?
Did you say the Tosa
says
the first opinion
anymore? No, Tosa says Ravin disagrees. So we pass him like Ravin. Yeah, the third opinion. Okay. Rejecting Kama Kama Batal Bechlal. So how can you speak about Kama Kama Batal in any case, Tosa says? Well, that's in a case of Truma where there's no din of no same tam. So this goes back to Tosus L'Shitaso, that all things are totally on Shir of Tam. So if it's a function of Tam, then of course you're going to say that's Choz of Vineyar. And this now can bring us back, Rav Soloveitchik points on the Shir HaRav, to explain the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ravid. The Ravid said that when you have Min B'She'en Omino, once you are Mevatel it, it's gone. The fact that you added more, we say kama kama batal. The Ramban says, no, why not? If it's mimesh ein omino, there's tam. So it sounds like the Ravid, Rav Soloveitchik says, the Ravid says it's predicated on the din bitol. Right, we've spoken about this, we should probably make up a list of nafgamina now of this chakira. If it's based on the din bitol, then if it's mimesh ein omino, once the din bitol kicked in, so you're okay. But if it's based on the tam being nullified when you create Bittul B'Shishim, well, if the Tam comes back, so it strikes back.
You know, I'm saying Tosfos doesn't have to be paramount on the focus. You could say even if it's totally in Tam, well, I guess it's, we're dealing with Yayin and Yayin. Yeah, what's the Tam? Is that Tam?
No, so I meant, that's why I said Min B'She'en Omino, the Ravid says. The Ravid says Min B'She'en Omino.
But that's not, so it's not playing into...
Now, but I think it's also true, you're just going to say that for Tosfos, it's going to be across the board. I saw there was a question about whether or not this din of Choz of Vineyar is Daraisa or Darabanan. So Lechora, that'll also be important in figuring out, okay, are you going to say Choz of Vineyar and Min B'Mino is also Minatora or no? Choz of Vineyar in Min B'She'en Omino is going to be Minatora, and Min B'Mino, Lechora, it'll only be Midrabanan.
I thought that was saying a different point.
What was the point you were
saying? You were saying that in theory, you could say things are totally on Tom,
But as if you would say Kamakam Batal, each time the Yayin Nesach falls into the Mimshein Amino,
that turns into Tom Heter.
Then that becomes Batal and turns into Tom Heter.
No, but Lamaisa, it's not Tom Heter. It is Tom Isser.
No, it becomes Tom Heter. Who told you that it's Tom Isser?
If you say Batal,
once it's in, it's
Batal.
It's Tom Heter now. So anything else you come after is...
So why does the Ramban say that... I'm not saying you couldn't say that, but what the Rav is saying is clearly the Ramban is not saying that, and that's why.
I know, I understand that's the way the Rav is saying it. I that's,
so how else would you explain the Ramban?
Okay, I don't have a mahalach.
So that's what I'm saying. I think it's very good. It makes a lot of sense. And that's exactly what we're paskening Lamaisa, according to the Ramah, that you say it is batal. I'm sorry, that it is chozer v'ne'ar. However, the Shach doesn't agree. Because if you look, the Ramban there and the Ravid carry this machlokas over from Yayin Nesach to Shari Surim. That the Ravid says, if you have min b'she'en omino, if you have chelev and vegetable soup, so you're going to say, kama kama batal. And the Ramban says no. He has several rayas where he tries to prove his point. However, if you look here in the Shach, so now, before we get to the Shach, so now the Ramban is rejecting it, and Rashi and Tosfos. So the Ramah here, he says across the board, there's no such thing as kama kama batal. However, the Shach points out that there is akom lahakel. The Shach is in the long Shach here in Chaf Aleph. He thinks that in a case where there's no tam, a.k.a. min b'mino, and it's yavish b'yavish, then in that case, min b'mino, yavish b'yavish. So,
even the Ramban should hold that there should be no kavanah.
But no, that's two steps removed. Right.
I don't remember if the Ramban addresses this point specifically.
That's what I was asking about, you said by Tosos, because you said Tosos and Shabbos says that you only say Yerushalayim Shabbat, and that's
right.
Not relevant. So that should be the Koran of Tosos, well, when it's Yavish no. Yavish.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because we know that we treat it across the board
many times, even if it's not actually. Tosos here is trying to explain a case of mikvahs, when you have rainwater that's moving, that's overpowering the local water, the Mei Ma'ara. He says, Lo mahani tamet kama kama batal, kemet she'isr riba mi kashir. Vahidi ayinesach tegamar kama kama batal, hainu kodem she'riba ha'isr akadei nesinas tam beheter. That in general, you don't say kama kama batal when you have the riba of the shear of Isser. And here, by the way, he's not actually talking about Tam at all. He's talking about the level of the shear of a mikvah. He's saying the only reason why we had a Havamina to say it according to the first day in Yayin Esach, it's because there was no Nesinas Tam. It happens to be that Tosfos says we don't passing like that anyway. We reject that Shita. But Tosfos is making the argument that the only way you could have said that was because there was no Nesinas Tam. So the Shach says that when it's Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Mino, B'Makom Hefzim Meruba, as long as it was No Debein Tayim, then you should say Kama Kama Balta. Why do you need No Debein Tayim? Because that's when you're going to kick in the Bittul. If there's no Yedias the Taruvis, you can't create Bittul.
Is that what the Shach holds, even when they're a bad, or just when they're a wrong, what's that you say...
So the Shach quotes the Machlokas Ramban and the Ravid, and he points out, look, if it's really about Tam, then that should be true for Min B'She'en Omino. But Min B'Mino, why should that be true? So he says, okay, Necha Min B'Mino, you know, we're going to say, theoretically, since it was a Shear that it would be Yoyev Time, so then I can understand why you're going to Aser it. But to take it two steps and say that that's true in the case of Min B'Mino, when it's Yavish B'Yavish, when there's actually no transference of Tam, that's where the Shach makes his argument. He has...
So he's disagreeing with Ramah.
He's disagreeing with Ramah. And that's why at the end of the Shach, he says, look, Ma'ase botla daiti neged daitam ubefrat shani mekel v'hem achmirin af achein behefsim ruva v'chi agamna efshal lahakel mehanach taimim.
As we're going to Maharsha, okay.
Yeah. So the issue here of Choser v'Neor is, number one, it's a machlokas rishonim, but that machlokas rishonim is totally on this question of whether or not, according to Rav Soloveitchik, the machlokas, the Ramban, and the Ravid is totally on whether or not it's based on the Tam. So according to the Ramban, it's based on the Tam, and therefore we're going to aser it. But the Shach says, even l'shitaska, that it's based on the Tam, and l'shitasi, but that should not be true in a case of min b'mino, when it's yavish b'yavish, because there's absolutely no Tam. So therefore, he's going to be makel b'makom hefsid meruba. Any observations? Yeah.
Doesn't the Ramban's opinion effectively turn this into a potential tanam at any time? I mean, if you're going to let it have it in bezels, let it have it in bezels. Why? Like, why not just? Otherwise, effectively, you're saying, yeah, it's always just sitting there in Isser. Right.
Explain it.
Meaning, if we have a din bezel, which is what I guess we're relying on, if you're not saying tanam.
No. Catch yourself there. Chanan is only vis-a-vis a second pot, a second taruvis.
Okay, so Asher HaSofta.
That's also only vis-a-vis a second taruvis. Meaning...
Why, when it's sitting here, what am I doing? It isn't another taruvis, no?
Asher
HaSofta. Or it is the taruvis.
No, you're saying, how can you have bitol? It's always Chanan. But
no, I'm saying the opposite. You're never letting me have bitzel. You're saying effectively it's Chanan.
Right, that's what you're asking, but
yeah,
that's exactly the point about Choser v'Neor. Bitzel is only true. That's exactly the point. Bitzel is only true in the here and now. It's true in the here and now. But if something came along later, you know, then we would have to reckon with it. It's not, the way you're setting it up is not, I don't think it's parallel, because Chanan is vis-a-vis the next pot, the next taruvis, we're labeling this as Isser. Bittel says, right now, what is it? What we're saying is, right now, if you have shishim, it's batel. But batel doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Maybe this is a more fundamental way to view this chakira, which relates to the question of Isser nepach lios heter or not. If you say that it doesn't exist, then the svara of kama kama batel makes perfect sense. And that's probably what the Rambam thinks. The Rambam thinks that you accept kama kama batel. It sounds like you accept it completely. It's interesting that the Rambam's opinion seems to be ignored. He says you accept kama kama batel because once you said it was batel, it's finished.
He says it in the second case, though, right, Rambam? It's only when it's a small batel.
Yes. So that might be for the local reason, which is exactly what the Gemara is dealing with, that when you have a huge batel, for whatever reason, either because it's a giant chibur that we consider it all done at once, or the fact that there's a flow, an uninterrupted flow, we consider it to all be full in at once. But bikaron, the Rambam is really saying kama kama batel. How does the Rambam say that? How can he say kama kama batel? The answer is the Rambam says once it's this batel, it's this batel. It doesn't exist anymore. And literally, iser nepach lios heter legamri. Masha inkein, if you say it's not gone legamri, it's just halachically not significant, but you're going to wake it up. Now here's the second lamdasha point, which we mentioned way back when. So the Chai Adam writes, and I think many other achronim write like this also, that this issue about Choser v'Neor, when it comes up in Ilchus Pesach, I think the Ramah writes this also, maybe it's in Tuf Mem Zayin, I forget, I looked it up. What do we say? How do we pass about Choser v'Neor and Ilchus Pesach? So the truth is, Choser v'Neor and Ilchus Pesach is a little bit different than what we've been talking about until now. It's the opposite. It's different. Here, you're talking about actually adding to the amount. In Ilchus Pesach, you didn't change the ratio. It's just that the time changed. So maybe you could see it in different ways. But here's the interesting thing. We Paskin, Chayalim says that B'makom Hefsid, we're going to say there's Choser v'Neor in Yavish B'Yavish, but not in Lach B'Lach. What's the difference? In Yavish B'Yavish, you're going to say Choser v'Neor. In Lach B'Lach, you're going to say Kama Kama Batel. So what's the reason? So the idea here is what we said way back at the beginning. That when you're talking about Lach B'Lach, There you could say that the identity of it is gone. So you're going to say kama kama batal. It's lach balach. You can't even identify it. Masharein ken yavish biyavish, you could still technically identify it since the item is there.
Yeah, that's, in fact, that's what the Shach and Reish Tzadi test in a separate, different context of.
We'll get to Reish Tzadi test in a second.
Okay, but guys, one more question.
Yeah.
So, what you were saying now is the reverse lamdus, application of lamdus of the rov. I mean, you're saying that if you look at the bittul of the rov as a function of din, it makes sense to say chos v'ner. The rov says that the rive holds, so you don't say chos v'ner, you say kam kam botos, because he thinks it's a din and not a function of time.
Because what I'm saying now is different than that. There are two different chakiras here. One chakira is, when you say something is nisbatal, does that mean that it doesn't exist at all?
Excuse me.
Or it does exist, and you have to treat it in some way. And then the second chakira is a little bit different than that, is the mechanics of the bittul, irrespective of how the result comes out, whether or not at the end of the day you call it non-existent or you call it existent but it's nisbatal, does that mechanics work based on the fact that you are halachically ignoring it, and you can halachically ignore it in two ways, or because the fact that practically there is no longer any tam, and because there's no longer any tam, therefore you can either say it's nepach lios heter or it's ignored. Those two chakiras are not tolu habaha.
The first one you said?
Yes.
The first option is that it's completely gone?
Right.
Or, so then you said the second option is that it's sort of, what do you mean it's sort of still there?
It's there.
I mean,
just alpidin, you're allowed to eat it. But, if for some reason, the halach is going to change its mind, we don't say that it's gone, it's still there. That's different than the second chakira. Okay. Weiter in the Ramah. Kazayas cholav shenofal amayim v'nizbata b'shishim v'achakach nafal min hamayim l'kedera shal basar mutar afal pisha ein b'basar shishim neged hacholav shar nizbata b'mayim v'chol kayotzi b'zeh. So here you have a common shaila. I have a cookie. I'm not going to name the brand of such a cookie. Let's say I have a cookie. And in that cookie, you have a small measure of milk. Less than shishim.
For the Oreos, Kachan?
Who am I? I'm not speaking out about any specific product. I'm just saying, Luyatsuyer. Luyatsuyer.
Luyatsuyer. Is that true?
I'm not speaking about anything specific.
Yeah.
You have a... Let's say... Or you have, let's say you have a chocolate factory, and you do a run of chocolate that's milk chocolate, and then you do a run that's parv. And you didn't kosher it in between to remove all the milk, because you have a tiny residual amount of milk in your chocolate. Parv, same kind of question. It's really the same question. So what's the status of this food? What's the story with it? Is it milchig? Or is it not milchig? Can you make, I don't know, Romanian salami covered with dipped in chocolate, crusted with these cookies? I'm just saying. So this question is totally in this tremendously awesome sugya right here. The question of bittul heter beheter. And there are several key makoros that need to be considered, because what the Ramah is telling you is that the heter, the cholov, is in this bottle in the water, and then after that, not only is it if it happened, but lechatchila now you're allowed to take this and dump it into fleshigs, even lechatchila. That's what the Shach points out here in Sifkat and Chaf Beis.
Your second case, I just want to make sure you get right. Is it just a pot? Which has a residual?
Yeah, you have a little bit of you have
and it's in the binyomi.
You have mamashis there.
I know, but the pot itself is in, because the binyomi, then you have to deal with all the platers from the walls.
Forget. Let's.
So it's in the binyomi.
Well, the Tzan Pinyon was a different question, huh?
You can't avoid it. If you ask a Lamaisa Shaila, then you have to do what the Lamaisa Shaila. Lamaisa is a Binyama and a Binyama.
It's Binyama, no problem.
So then you're talking also about the plates from the walls.
It's more than Shishi, no problem.
You have
oh, that well
kind of
more
pot,
than
using that kind of pot that has a.
Yes.
I got to get a straight. I'm going to use this for Pesach.
That we know not to do. We're not passing anything out of these chabuts. So, what's happening here is that the water is mevatel the chalav, and we say it's completely pariv. The shach says, no problem, go ahead and spill it in. So that means that I'm allowed to serve at my fleishig meal this, you know, I'm allowed to serve this chocolate that had a residual shmek of milchiks in it, because it was less than shishim, and it was nizbatel into the par of chocolate. So now I'm allowed to put it in. So the story begins in the Mishnah Maseches Kelayim, where the Mishnah tells us in Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Tes Aleph. Tzemer Gemalim v'tzemer Rechelim shetrafan ze beze imrov min ha-gemalim mutter v'imrov min ha-rechelim aser. So if you have two kinds of cloth, or not cloth, it's wool. You have Rachel wool, which is real tzemer, and then you have gemalim wool, which is not really tzemer lahalacha, and they're mixed together. So if rov min ha-gemalim mutter, what does it mean, mutter? Mutter to do what? So exactly, Bartanura says, la'arav himoyen, Pishtan lefishet semer rechelim nizbatel v'rov shel gemalim. So you see from here that there is a bittel of the wool into the shearings from the camel. That's case number one. Case number two is the Gemara needed of samachalaf amid beis, where the Gemara says that if you have a beged she'avad bo kelayim lo yimkarenu la'akum, you can't sell an article of clothing that has kelayim in it to a goy. Why not? No, because why? That's right. They're going to sell it in their secondhand shop to a Jew, and then the Jew is going to violate the Isra of Levishas kelayim or Halas kelayim. So wait a second. Here it's interesting. Here we're saying that if you have, let's say you have a linen garment, and you have a ovad bo kelayim, you have a string of wool in there that's mixed in, and you don't know where it is. Here we're saying, zigzint, there is no bittel. Ovad bo, we don't know where it is, it's tiny. So here you're saying there's no bittel. So in the first case with the wool, you're saying bittel, wool and wool. The second case, the threads, you're saying no bittel. Third case, classic case, basar b'chalav. What do we always say about basar b'chalav?
Don't eat it.
If you have a tipas chalav shenafel basar and vice versa, bittel b'shishim. So we do say bittel when it comes to basar and chalav. So wait a second. In the case of the wool, we started with, you said you follow the rove. In the case we spoke about the thread, you don't follow the rove. When it comes to basar and chalav, you do follow bittel. Well, aren't all these cases examples of heter and heter? There's no iser so far. Another case that you could think of, although it's not going to be so relevant to us right now, but to keep in the back of your mind, it's not exactly because there is tam, but an example of this would be the case we call dogim sha'alu b'ka'ara, not barnat. Not barnat. Now, in the case of the not barnat, it's no seitam or no seitam. So example like this. Let's say you have a pot
this
that
is
you
where,
cook.
Like, real kitchen shadows, come on,
you
like,
pot where you cook spaghetti. You cooked your spaghetti in the pot, but you realize, oh my gosh, this morning I used the same pot to cook meatballs. So on the one hand, I cleaned the pot out between the spaghetti and the meatballs. On the other hand, there was bilias of spaghetti of meatballs in the walls of the pot that now went into the spaghetti. So it's no Saint Tom into the pot wall, and then bar no Saint Tom goes into the spaghetti, or vice versa. Not bar not. So So that's also something to think about in terms of, you know, the levels of bittul and hetter, because the not bar not cases, those are dagim sha'alu b'ka'ara, that's hetter and hetter. The fish and the ka'ara, it's like the spaghetti with the, okay, but let's hold that on the side. The next case, and the last case I think that's most important for us in the Chazal, is the Gemara in Maseches Psachim, where the Gemara tells you that if you have bread that was baked in the same oven with basar, Rav Kahana says that you can't,
you have to treat it like fleshes. You can't put that. You can't eat it with milk.
I'm trying to remember what daf it was. I think it's a Ketzad Solon somewhere. Yeah. It's somewhere here. Rav Kahana says, in which case?
The difference between the semer.
We'll get to them in a second. Right now, I just want to line them up. I'm trying to remember where it is. The story with Rav Kahana. I don't remember. Somewhere here in Ketzad Solon. But the interesting.
It's Ayin Vav.
Thank you. Oh, here it is. Tony Rav Kahana Bray, thank you. Bray Rav Chinana Saba Pas Sheafa Im Tzli Betanur Osla Ochla Bekutcha. And Hayi Benisa de Itva Bahadi Bisra Asarav Miparzika Lamechla Bakutcha.
So,
no, different thing. Look at the case carefully. You have an oven. Inside the oven, you have hot bread and you have tzli in the same oven. So they're not touching each other. So, the Gemara says that Rav Kahana says that you can't eat it with milchigs. So here's the interesting wrinkle here: the Rif in Chulin on Daf Lamed Beis in the Dape Harif in Chulin says that this is true, even though Recha Lav Milsa, even though we paskin that smell doesn't affect halachically the status of the other item in the same oven at the same time. It's only smell. It's not zeya, and it's certainly not mamashas. Nonetheless, you can't eat it together. Why not? So the Rif says, you know why? It's kind of like davar sheish lo matirin. You have this bread. Don't eat it with fleshies. Well, the Rif says, what are you hacking at chinik? Don't eat it with fleshig. Don't eat it with the milchig. Eat it with fleshigs. Even though recha lav milsa. So wait a second. Isn't that interesting? Recha lav milsa means there's no tam. No. That's the Rif's point. Recha lav milsa. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, we'll get to it. There's a lot of complicating factors with recha. The Rif says, Rav Kahana is going alibi demanda amar recha lav milsa. And nonetheless, you shouldn't eat it with milk. So wait a second. How much taste transfer is going on here?
Super, super minimal.
Very, very light. And yet, we're saying that there's no bittul. There's no bittul because it's like a davar sheish lo matirin. So that's interesting. What does that mean for our case? And then the last case, of course, is the case that we're talking about in the Ramah, of Chalav L'Toch Mayim, where the Ramah says that there is Bittul. So we have six...
Gemara.
What's that?
Is that case of Shogun Mara?
Which one? Not that I'm aware of. So we have six cases where we need to consider the din of Bitzel Heter Beheter. Yeah, Mayor Simcha?
The way you just explained it, the bread was not baked at the same time?
It was. It was baked at the same time, but they weren't touching. So this brings us to the mega machlokas about whether or not you can talk about bittul in heter beheter. So if you look in the Isser Beheter was one of the early Chachmei Ashkenaz from around the time of the Trumas Hadeshen by a Rishon by the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. So I actually looked it up. The Shach quotes it, but I wanted to look it up. He says heter beheter is batal, no problem. And he has some rayas there which the Shach is going to disagree with and the Noda Beauty is going to disagree with, but the opinion of the Isser Beheter Ha'aroch is that heter beheter creates bittul. So that could be very, you know, well understood why the Mishnah says that you've got bittul on the tzemer. It could also make perfect sense why you're going to have bittul on the water, because there's no difference between heter and Isser. When you have bittul, you have bittul. However, if you look in Tosus and Nidan Samachal from the Beis, Dibra Maskel Beged, Tosus points out that you don't say Bittul when you have Heter Beheter. You only say Bittul when you have Isser Beheter, not on Heter Beheter. And that's why Tosus says you don't say Bittul on the Beged Sha'ava Bokalayim, because you have two materials. You have the thread of Pishtan and you have the jacket of Tzemer, so it's Heter Beheter. So Heter Beheter is low Bittul.
Say din versus tam.
What about the rest of the case?
What's
that? This is what Heter is saying, is Heter is not because you need a din bittul. And because if this is a total tam. There's no tam. The ma'isa, even if you don't have, if there's no dinim involved. According to Tosis.
So I think it's a much broader issue here, because when you talk about kelaim in your begadim, it's not a function of tam.
Right.
It's a function of something else. It's a function of something else. It's much, much more fundamental. So the Ran...
The same continuum, though. You could say, yeah, it's the same thing as when you have Bas Bechal going on, but so here, because it's all about just a din, it doesn't matter about the time at all.
I'm not sure. So if you look also, there's a very fundamental Ran in the Dharma, Daf Nun Bezim and Aleph, where the Ran there explains this Shita Sarif that we mentioned regarding the Pas case, and he also says Heter Beheter is not Batal. And this Ran is going to be very famous in Yoredeya, because this Ran explains why Davar Sheish L'Matirin doesn't work and why there's a difference between Min B'Mino and Min B'She'eno Mino when it comes to Davar Sheish L'Matirin, because the Ran's Yesod is not every time. There are some cases where the Ran will agree to Rashi, but Rashi's reasoning for Davar Sheish L'Matirin is Ad Shetochlana Be'Isser Tochlana Beheter. The Ran says it's because you always need a contrast, and that the makor for Bittul, when it comes to contrast, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Min and Mino is not Bittul, but the Chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Olin. Olin are not Mevalin Zezeh, because they're both the same style. So similarly, the Ran says that when you have Heter Beheter, there's no bittul, because there's no contrast.
Time you're talking about dam seer, dam power.
Mm-hmm, because they're both olin. So now, if you hold like Tosus and the Ran, so how do you deal with the question of the tzemer? Because what you actually have is an internal stira in the Shulchan Aruch himself. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Tzarites, the Shulchan Aruch, on the one hand says, quotes first the Mishnah, that if you have tzemer A and then tzemer B, Semer Gemalim and Semer Rechelim, so you follow the majority. Masher Enkein, then he says that if you have one chut that gets lost, so it's not batal. So what do you say, Chevra? How do you answer this? So I saw three different answers that all go along a similar path. The first answer is found in Rabbi Yehuda, in Mardur Tinyana, Yoredeya Semen Kuf Pei Vav.
You have to do that one again. I mean, when you do those Maimon Kamos, if you can, it would be helpful to say two or three
slow
times.
It down. Okay.
Let me say it repeatedly.
Good. Nerbi Yehuda, Madur Tinyana, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Pei Vav. And he says, I'll tell you what the pshat is. Mardik. He says, Heter Beheter, low bottle. However, that's when it remains in the same state. But when you create a shame chadash, then lamaisa, the miyut's just not there. The miyut, you know, it can't define the item. You're just going to define the item based on the rov. So therefore, when you have tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim, so heter veheter, it's not batel. It's called tzemer rechelim u'urav bo. But then what do? You make strings out of it. You make chutim. And when you make the chutim out of that mixture to build, to make a shirt, so that's called a davar chadash. And that chut is not called a chut of tzemer rechelim. Why not? What's the difference, like halachically, what's the difference between a clump of wool and a chut? Says very well. Because the iser of kelayim is only chal when you have shua tovoy venuz. When you actually have a thread which is spun and twisted. If you don't have a thread, you don't have kelayim. So far, when you have just a jumble, so you have a mixture, and heter v'heter, it's not batal. But when you take that mixture to create an iser kelayim, you actually have to spin it into thread and wind it, twist it into thread. Memela, when you twist it into thread, then you have to don, what is that? And we say, oh, now that's going to be based on the rov. Masher Ein Kein, when you have a pre-existing thread of pishtan and it's put into a wool jacket, heter v'heter, lo batel. Nice? Very nice. That's option one. Option two, very similar, is the Chazon Ish in Yoredeya, in Simen, Kuf Pei Aleph, Hilchus Kelai Begodim, Chazon Ish, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Os Gimel, who stands on the same problem. He says a similar idea. Tam she'ein achutim betelim tikihechi she'im nisarav chut shel shatnes bebeged semer gemalim kol abeged aser v'lo shach bo bitol keva de biyodua v'nikar hashatnes kol abeged aser dikishalov sarvin lovish shat kilayim kmo kein bo'en be'en hashatnes nikar lo shach bitol du b'kol makom shuhu hu shatnes. So even if it was one chut of tzemer and one chut of pishtim in another beged, it's called shatnes when they touch each other, and there's no bittel. So too, however, when you have tzemer gemalim and tzemer gemalim she'ira bam tzemer maat v'tovon ein kan shem tevia ala tzemer. Why? Kevan deruban tzemer gemalim v'ein kan tevia gemura b'tzemer. It's very similar to the idea of the Rabbi Yehuda. It's saying, wait a second, how do you make a thread? You make a thread by being tova it, by spinning it. Well, what's being spun here? The majority is being spun. And therefore, it's not going to create a problem of kelayim when the two are mixed before the spinning. And the third hesber, which is a similar idea, but even more expansive, is found in the Aruch HaShulchan here, in Reish Sarites, where the Aruch HaShulchan says, actually, there's not even bittul happening here. There is no bittul. When you have tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim, and you mix them together, it's not that the majority is mevatel the minority. He says, we just have to define, what's the tzura of this wool? He says, it's not midin bittul. I think they're all getting at the same idea, that until you've got a thread, it's not an entity. It's a jumble. So you got to label it. To label it somehow. So Rabbi Yehuda was saying, well, there's no shanes bichlal until you have threads. And the Chazon Ish is saying, well, at the shas hatviya, you're going to follow the majority, because how else would you define it? And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, even more fundamentally, it's not al pitin bittul. The minority is there. But lamaisa, when you have to label it, you label this material. Someone asks you, what's in your shirt? You're not going to itemize, says the Aruch HaShulchan, well, it's 70% polyester and 25% rayon and 5% wool. No. So he's saying, halachically, you don't even use bittul. So these are three approaches
to... So it's not bittul at all.
Exactly. That's not bittul.
So he never has a
There's no, exactly, all these three answers are explaining Shitas Tosfos. They're explaining the Shulchan Aruch. How could the Shulchan Aruch speak out of two sides of his mouth? On the one hand, he says, there's bittel heter beheter when it comes to the wool. On the other, when it comes to the thread, there is no bittel. And the answer is, it's not about heter beheter being bittel. For sure, no bittel heter beheter. None. No bittel heter beheter. Happens to be that in that case, it's a different story. You're not using bittel. Yes.
So that is a nachmir between what seems to be the Noda Bita and the Chazon Ish versus the Rosh Hashanah, because they really do have heter beheter can be bittel in at least a Sheim Chadash or in the spinning process.
So what the Noda Bita is saying is that's not called bittel heter beheter.
It's not, but there is a bittel of the thing of the minority and the majority now.
I don't know. I don't think so. He's saying, categorically, generally, no, heter beheter is not batal. That's exactly what he's trying to support. He quotes the Isser beheter, and he brings the rise of the Isser beheter. I went through the tshuva, and then he knocks them off one by one, and then he says, what about this case? He says, that's not really a bittel heter beheter, because you can't down on it yet. So now, we have a very basic question. If this mahalach is right, that Tosfos is correct, and the Ran is correct, that there's no bittel heter beheter, so how do you have bittel on basar b'chalav? How do you have bittel on basar b'chalav? So the Rosh in Nida, in Hilchos Kelai Begadim, in Hay, says, I'll tell you very simply, Derech Bishol Asr Torah. Derech Bishol Asr Torah means that when you have a taste, a normal way of cooking is that you infuse taste, that's why you put the ingredients in there. So if you put a taste through the ingredients into your pot, so now you have into your food, you have a basar b'chalav, lo sevashal. The Rosh in Hilchos Kilayim, in Kilei Begadim, in the end of Nida, in Oshei. That's Derech Bishal Asr Torah. So now I can understand why you have basar b'chalav being this batal. It's not that heter beheter is really batal. It's not. It's just that you don't create an Isser Basar B'chalav when you have less than a shear of tam. You never get off the ground. If you don't have less than 60 to 1...
It's not called Derech Bishul because people usually mivashal in order to give tam.
Exactly. It's a famous idea. So yeah. The Rosh is using it to explain this shita. How can you say heter beheter is not batal and yet you say bittel on Basar B'chalav? Yes.
Can you sweat all the time?
Wait a second. How can you say there's a bittel in Chalav and Basar... There's no bittel heter beheter. The answer is, you're right, there's no bittel of heter beheter. But over here, it's not really based on the premise of bittel. It's that since the Isser of Basar B'chalav is Derech Bishal Asr Torah, which we saw in the Gemara, so the normal way of cooking is that you add ingredients for the purpose of adding flavor. If you have an ingredient that doesn't add any flavor, you don't add it. There's no point in putting in a minuscule amount if you don't intend on adding any flavor. So therefore, the normal way of cooking is adding flavor. If your heter, the chalav, into the basar, is so minuscule, you're right, it's not batal, but you don't need bittal. It never became the isra of basar b'chalav. It never became basar b'chalav. Why? Because...
It doesn't fit the category of...
Derech. Basar b'chalav. It doesn't fit the category of Derech Bishal Asr Torah. Yeah.
But we do have... I mean, maybe it's a general issue, right, with the bittal that we need to do, even though it's... It's considered Derech Bishal, even though it's not about tam. So this would really only limit to where we actually have something with two different tastes, or the same b'mina.
No, for two things. First of all, by definition, basar b'chalav is min b'she'en omino. It's all about the tam.
So this case is limited to milk going into water into a meat thing?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to a tiny bit of non-kosher, pig's milk, going
to a bit of water, going to a kosher product. No, because there you have Isser. The whole Chiddush here is that...
This is really a basar b'chalav question.
The question was, heter beheter, and the answer is that Derech Bishal. Right? Your question is changing the variable. Okay. So now we've got this far. For those who are still with us, do you want a 10-second?
Good.
Okay. So now we come to our case from the Shach and the Ramah. The Ramah says, no problem. You have water that a little bit of milk fell into it. The Shach says, based on the Torah's Chatas, spill it into your fleishigs. Wait a minute. Spill it into your fleishigs? Isn't this heter beheter? Don't you say there's no bittel of heter beheter? So that's why the Shach invokes the Isser beheter. The Isser beheter, according to him, this is not an issue. Why not? Because the Isser beheter says, there is bittul on heter beheter, so no problem according to him. But wait a second. According to the Isser beheter, number one, what's the chiddush of the Ramah? And the opposite, according to the Shach, if we say that heter beheter is not bittul, so then how can you pour it in? And this Rabbi Kiva Eger, here Rabbi Kiva Eger gets bent out of shape with the Shach, and he says, wait a second, but the case later on is a problem. But the truth is, that's why some later Afronim point out on Rabbi Kiva Eger, but later on, you have an inherent problem either way. It's an inherent stira in Reish Tzadites. So how do you answer for the Shach? Because the Shach just says, oh, here it's batel. Why? The Shach doesn't really explain. He just says, well, look over there where you see heter v'heter is not batel, and here it is batel. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, what do you mean over there? That's a problem over there. But leaving that aside, what did the Shach mean when he said, over there, it's not batel, but over here, it's batel? Why? So number one, you can answer. What's that?
Over there, there are things.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Wait. So one answer you might say is that, like the Rosh said, since you're talking about Basar B'Cholov over here, that's why it's not a problem. I saw this in the notes from Rav Shir given when I learned in Kerem V'Yavna, the head of the Kol there was a rabbi by the name of Rav Zecharia Tubi. So he has this ha'ara that maybe that's what the Shach means. Yes! We don't say there's bittul heter beheter. And that's why later on we're not going to say bittul when it comes to Hilkos Kalayim. But what are we talking about over here? Basar B'Cholov. Basar B'Cholov. The Rush told us. We always say there's bittul. Because it's not derech bishul. Think about it, the Shach says. What do you have? You have cholov into water. So if you're dealing with basar b'cholov, right, but what is the, what's the medubar? The heter v'heter of what?
The water is
not derech bishul until the second.
Exactly.
But that's exactly the point.
You can't unwrap. You can't say no. Here it's not derech bishul. It's not basar b'cholov yet. Don't have anything.
Exactly. That's not the Ramah.
That's exactly. But what?
That's not the Ramah said. The Ramah says the bittul takes place with the water and the milk.
Exactly.
The Tubi is saying is that implied of when it comes into the mead. So it's not a chiddush then. Why are we talking about here?
Because by definition, what is the problem? What is the, when you put milk into water, what are you worried about halachically?
So it's a big chiddush to say, legabe basar afterwards, this din has a din. This is what we spoke about yesterday.
What else? It's a very good point. That's what the Shach means when he says, over there you don't say it, and over here you do say it. Why over here do you say it? Because over here, in the context of basar b'cholov, you never worry about it.
It's hard to apply the word of a derech bishul asur teira, the gabe
water
and
milk. Yeah.
That's exactly the point. It's not about the water and the milk. It's vis-a-vis
I understand,
the next...
But there is no...
Okay, Adkan.
No, I'm saying
thank
you.
Okay. We gotta keep moving. Take it or leave it. Either way. The Shach in Reish Tzadites quotes the Lavush, and the Lavush says that, well, it depends if the item is there in its current state. The thread is there. You can, if you could find it, you could identify it. As opposed to, in the case of the milk, it's nimuach. So the Shach is upset about that. However, if you look there in the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer, who supports that teretz of the Aterezav of the Lavush. But on this Shach, you have the comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger, because Rabbi Kiva Eger brings back a great ha'ara. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, wait a second, that riff, remember we had the riff before who said that you're not allowed to eat, according to like the case of Rav Kana, bread that was baked in a fleishig, in an oven with fleishigs next to it, based on, even though Reichel Abmils is based on Davar Sheish L'Matirin, so how, according to the Rif, you should not be allowed to mix the milk water into the basar. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger points out. It's a good cheshbon. So to answer that, You have to see the Ran on that comment of the Rif. There, the Ran does a little bit of the.
Are you finished with the Tzaddik Teves here?
Well, we have two Tirutzim. You have the Shach, who just says it's different. Here it's more Mekel.
I thought we were being Masber, the Chilik of the Shach.
We did.
So we're leaving that now.
Right? Yeah. And now the second Teretz, the Shach over there, quotes, is from the Lavush, which he thinks is not so good. And then we have Rebbe Kivager's point on this Shach, who says at the end, after he argues on Rebbe Kivag on the Shach, he says, yeah, but even according to this Psach, the whole Psach is wrong according to the Rif, because the Rif says you're not allowed to eat it with Kutach. So he says, I'll give you an answer. Why? That's why. Even though halachically there isn't any tam, but since the aroma seeped into it, so we're going to be more machmir. Rav Tuvi points out that's how you answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Because according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you have a problem. Because we paskin that even though Recha Lav Milsa, we paskin this din of the bread. Where was it? I'll tell you.
The same thing for the water and milk.
One second. In Sadi Zion. Siv Gimel. In Yoredei Tzadi Zion Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Pas she'afo im atzli v'dogam shetzlom b'taner echad im habasar asa la'ochlam b'cholav v'hanim ili b'taner katan, etc. So wait a second. Why don't you say heter b'heter is batal, like the Ramah says over here? And the Ramah there, by the way, doesn't say anything. So why not? The answer is, that case is an outlier. Smell is different than taste. Smell, because the Reach has this very strong influence, even though Alpidin, you should have said halachically, b'derech bittol, it is batol, because when it comes to basar b'chalav, we say heter b'heter is batol, but over there, you're going to say it's different. So it comes out that you have three shitas. You have the Isser Beheter Shita, who says that Heter Beheter is Batal. You have the Tosva Shita, who says that Heter Beheter is not Batal, even when it comes to, well, except when it comes to Basu B'chalav. And then you have the Rif Shita, who never holds Bittal Heter Beheter, even when it comes to Basu B'chalav. And the reason why, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger at least, and the reason why he allows in the case of the Tzemer, you're going to have to give one of those earlier to Rutzim, but he's going to be Machmir, even the case of Basa B'chalav, according to Rabbi Kivager, not to allow the milk water. So now, coming back, Halacha L'maisa, so the Ramah you see here, according to the Shach, is totally Mekel, but if you look on the bottom of this Shulchan Aruch, he quotes in the Otzer Meforshim, quotes from the Beis Meir, who says that this din is only B'dieved. Why? He says, not just according to the Rif, who considers this Darvash Sheish L'Matirin, but also according to the Ran, he says that Mishum Chomer Basu B'chalav Echmiru Hu Adin Hacha L'Chatchila Aser. So now, Halach L'Maisa, this is going to be the Koveya. If you hold like the Ramah and the Shach, to say that L'Chatchila, you can mix it in, because even though Heter B'Heter is not Batal, Basu B'chalav Heter B'Heter is Batal, since there's no connection to Derech Bishol here, so you're allowed to take the chocolate that was manufactured in the kalim that had the residual chocolate in them, the residual milk chocolate, and you can say it's completely parif. You're allowed to eat lechatchila with basar. But if you... Yeah, totally. Why not?
Because the Gemara Rasha points out, if you want to set the Kohen of the Shach, and the Mishmur Sozav says also, Kohen of the Shach, you couldn't do it lechatchila. You could...
One second. No, what they're saying is something else. They're saying something else. They're saying that you're not allowed to make milk water to then put in your challenge.
So your part with your residual stuff on the side. So second seer, you can't look at chila cook if you plan to put it to feet.
So not necessarily, because if you have a production line, so the purpose of you cooking, this goes back to the svar bapitlus lachatchila, your purpose of cooking in the production line is to cook in the production line. For you, you honestly could care less. You're not trying to create milk water. So one could make a very strong argument that to manufacture power of chocolate, even with that residual milkings in it, that's not a problem. Certainly on the consumer side, if you buy that chocolate that you know that has less than shishim of chalav in it, so then it's mutar lechatchila. Even the shach will say, the shach will say in lechatchila, you can put it in your chocolate.
Right.
According to the shach, you can't deliberately make chocolate that has a bittel in it with the purpose of putting it in your chalent. But
you mean mechalik between the case where the production
is not for the purpose of putting it in chalent. It's to produce power of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
but in the case when you have a pot, like you said, in the same case when you get the introduction, with something that you use, just a little bit of milk spritzed in, and you don't have time to
do. So lechatchila, you shouldn't do that if you know that you're then going to be mevatel it into the fleishigs. But this goes back to that machlokas we saw between the Taz and the Berhetev about whether it's considered nisbatel b'shvilo if you don't know about it. So when the people in the factory, so you could consider it, it's difficult to say that it's nisbatel b'shvilo in that they're thinking that you're going to put it in fleishigs. And similarly, the same thing for the cookies that have become, you know, quote unquote, mevatel the milchigs inside of them. So according to the Ramah, even lechatchila you can throw it in your fleishigs. Whereas according to the Beis Meir, only if it's bidyevit, you shouldn't do that lechatchila. No, he's arguing. He's arguing on the shach, because the shach, based on the Torah Schata, says you're allowed to put it in lechatchila.
But he says that on the consumer side is bidyevit also?
He says it's bidyevit to take your milk water and put it in the fleishigs. Exactly.
Beis Lachem Yehuda apparently says that lechatchila you can make the
what's
milk
that?
Beis Lachem Yehuda, according to the Mishnah, so says that even lechatchila make the milk water and put it in the
right, I think he disagreed with that, though.
No, he did.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay, last point. Last ta'ara. And that is the final si'if here. In Shulchan Aruch, in Nivla Yisr Muat L'soch Kli, kosher im darke shalosa kli le shtamish ba beshef ha heter mut le shtamish ba lechatchila kemen she iser muat vi af shal avli dine sinas tam vichach iser mashu she nivlo begedero be kankanim kayotz ve mut le shtamish ba lechatchila afilu ben yomo because they can't come le dine sinas tam, but if it's possible they could come le dine sinas tam, then it's not okay. So this heter of darke le shtamish ba beshef ha beis Yosef quotes it from the Rashba, and the shach here in the Nekudas HaKesef says, look later on in Simen Kuf Chaf. Where is it? I lost my Nekudas HaKesef.
Doesn't he say
also Kuf Chaf Beis? Kuf Chaf Beis. And if you look in the long Taz, they're both upset about this, and they point you to the tour. If you look in the tour points. What's that? It's Kuf. If it's Kuf Chaf Beis, I'll tell you where it is. Kuf Chaf Beis Hey, and the Shach there is Sif Katan Gimel, where the Shach says Vahara of Vahatur Hisigol Zeh Vachin Pasuk Babach Ein Sham. And there, the Shach, so you see it's the Taz and the Shach who are not happy about the Shulchan Aruch. There, the Tur says you can only use the Heter of Dark Lishtamish Bo B'Shefa when you're talking about something which is Pogim. But it's not Pogim, then you don't have the Heter of Dark Lishtamish Bo B'Shefa. So two nafkaminas lamaisa of this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz about Darko L'shtamash Bo B'Shefa. This is the sefer called Hilchos Hagolas Kalim from Rav Tzvi Kohn. He has a lot of halachas svarim. He has the following shaila in the back: Perek Yud Gimel Os Zayin Amel Kli Amel. That's the Hebrew Aleph Mem Aleph Yud Lamed Shu Kli Mateches Mitzupa. Emayel. Nechleku apolskim bedino. Kevin shenestapku im tzipuyav mecheres varicheres in lo hechsher lo bahagol velo beliban. You have a metal kli which has a thin coating of enamel.
Oh, yeah, that's what we have.
Metal kalim.
Have
thin coating. Some of them have this glass cheres, I don't know. So he says, yesh apolsku, that you can't kasher it even with libun. Some paskin that you can kasher with libun kal. Some say you need to be magala three times, and some say you can kasher with hagala. How could you kasher a metal pot that has an enamel, maybe cheres coating, with hagala? So look in the footnote, number three. He quotes. He quotes here.
What's the
problem? You can't kasher cheres. So there's a question: can you ever kasher cheres? So one opinion, the Gemara says you can never kasher it. Then the Gemara indicates, well, you can kasher it if you do libun gamur, but we don't allow you to do that because maybe it's going to break. The bottom line is that Hagala never works for Kli Cheres.
What are his suggestions?
He gave four options. But here's the interesting footnote. He says, Yeshi tiraf b'Hagala kevon deguf hakli mi barzel, since the guf hakli is made out of barzel shemo ila lo Hagala, v'atzipu yishyesh bo chashashu shal cheres, Hudak ma'od pachos mikadei klipa, ubevadai kol pam shiishtamish bo yeshishim neged b'lias also hatzipui.
Well, so he found another halacha l'maisa case.
So there you have it. So there you have an example of a practical. This is he quotes this.
What sefer is this?
This is from the Sefer Hagolas Kalim. Rav Miller quoted this. I looked it up.
And every base management, so they have the whole set.
They have tons of these. So that's a practical shaila. Because otherwise, you can ask yourself, how are you going to identify a case like that? So here's one case where you have a pot where the thin, thin layer was never kashered out because the hagola didn't work on the outside. It only worked on the metal inside. So according to this one shita, the fact that the outer layer was never kashered is not a problem. Why? Because it's darker l'shtamish bo b'shefa, according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina number two is the tshuva of Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Simen Samach, Yoredeya Chelak Aleph, Simen Salach, Simen Samach. The context of the tshuva, in general, is a factory that makes glycerin from chelav that's aser, and they want to kasher it to make kosher glycerin from fats that's mutter. So the main topic of this tshuva is about kashering with steam, because that's how they're going to clean out the pipes in the factory with steam. Oh. Here's the issue, though. This Rav, who wrote to Rav Moshe, his name is Rav Avram Leib Shur, he says, if you look, they clean out the insides of the pipes very carefully. Mm. However, Uma shiro kvoto rosu akdosha shemi bachutz nikar shumon hecholav svivam. They have a little bit of grease on the outside. So here you have pipes in a factory that, let's assume the inside is before the steam question, let's assume they kasha them out with hagala, boiling hot water on the inside of the pipes. The problem is that on the outside of the pipes, you still have a little bit of grease.
But the outside of the pipes contribute anything?
Yeah, he's saying it's going to be a little bit. It's going to mush
those. So says Rav Moshe, who rak, he says, v'yeh v'zeh yesh l'shayr she'imu pachas mishishim neged shuman hakasha she'iz bashal sham achar ha'achsher yemutar. If it's aval zeh, who rak be'im yefshal l'nakas mashu b'chus, however, he says, "B'di'eved, if it's efshar lahatir, yesh lahatir." Meaning, you go to a factory, and the factory has miles of pipes, and some of these pipes on the outside they have grease on them, and you try to clean them kama de'efshar, but you can't clean all the pipes on the outside. You can't get to all the nooks and the crannies. So, what are you going to say? They have the hot grease, the hot treif that's on the outside. So you're going to call that, says Rav Moshe, dark l'shtamash bo b'shefa. And in the case where you can't get out of it, you're going to say that that's mutter. Yes?
I thought that was what Shulman was talking about, where you have already used it, b'shefa. Same,
saying you're going to use a shefa.
L'chadchila, correct.
That's the way this book is used.
That's the chiddush. So to summarize, today we tackle three topics, super rich topics. We tackled the question of kama kama batal versus chozer v'neir, and in that context, we had the fundamental questions about the nature of bittul, and when you say that something is not, when it is nisbatal, is it not there anymore, or can it come back? And then the mechanism of bittul. The second issue we tackled was the question of, is there bittul and heter beheter? So in the first case, halacha l'maisa, we said the Ramah is super, it's totally machmir, but the shach is mekel, me'ikar adin. In the second case, we saw the major issue was heter beheter, and that's going to be a big nafkamina between the shach who says that's mutl l'chadchila versus the chumra, the base mayor, who would say that l'chadchila, you're not allowed to use that, the big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. And then you have the machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the last case, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, and it sounds like the shach is also not so happy about it by the fact that he cites that, as to whether or not you have this heter of the Rashba of Darko L'shtamash Bo B'Shefa without Pogim. With Pogim, okay. So then the Isra had to say, the Taz says, so then if you have Pogim, that's good. But if you don't have a Pogim, so then the Shulchan Aruch says it's a Mutter, but the Shach and the Taz sound like you're going to be Machmer. So nafkaminas of that is, if you can come up with some Tziur where, generally speaking, this is going to be the mechanism, the way that you'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay? Shkoyach.